Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God we serve. We serve the Almighty God. We serve the God that is more than enough, the God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think, ask, or imagine. Welcome, welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. We thank you for joining us. Get your Bibles ready. You're going to need the B-I-B-L-E. We're going to be reading some scriptures, so you're going to need your Bible. So, Father, we just thank you today. We honor you. We welcome your presence. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, that peacemaker. We need peace. Peace in us, peace in our household, peace in our neighborhood, peace in our city, peace in our state, peace in our nation. We need peace in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. We are calling on you today. You are El Shaddai, Almighty God, Almighty, Almighty, Almighty. We know that there's nothing that you can't do. Whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. So we thank you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can say, Abba, Father. And before we've called, you've already answered. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Rapha, a healer. And Lord, our land needs healing. Our bodies need healing. Oh God, we need healing, 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 healing. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, every organ is healed. We are healthy and well. You sent the word and healed them. You sent the word and healed us. We receive it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, that banner over us that we need. In the mighty name of Jesus, sanctify us, O Jehovah Mekadesh. You are a sanctifier. You are a faithful Father. Lord, when our father and our mother leave us, you're taking us up in your almighty palm. Nothing can snatch us out. You are almighty. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible to you. So we are thanking you today, Lord God. We're calling on your mighty name. We're calling on you because, Lord, there's nothing that we can do without you. We can't even breathe. We can't move a finger, a toe. We cannot move our body. Our brains can't function without you. We need you, Lord God. Keep your breath in our bodies, oh God, the almighty breath. We need it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Order our steps today, Lord God. Order our God is ordering our steps today because we don't know the direction to go, but we know the Almighty is directing us. Without his direction, we will not be able to make it. Now, remember, don't forget your Bibles in front of you. You're going to need your Bibles today. We're going to be in Bible study. So you're going to need your Bibles. God, welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. So I thank God for you, God. We just come to praise you. We come to honor. We come to give glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We come to say hallelujah to the Most High God. We come to let you know that we appreciate you, Father God. We come to let you know we can't make it without you, Lord. You are a shepherd leading us in a plain path. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of evil, we will not fear of death. We will not fear no evil because you are with us, your rod and your staff, comforting us every day. We're depending upon you. We're calling your mighty name. We're thanking God for you. I'm going to ask you, make sure you have your Bibles ready. It is praise time on Wednesday midweek Bible study today. So I thank God for each of you. I thank God for what he's doing in all of us. You know, God is doing great things in us. He's doing mighty things. He's doing wonderful things. I know what you hear on the channel this and the channel that, channel four, channel two, whatever channel you look at. He is exceedingly abundantly above. He can do greater than that. Don't listen to the bad news. Listen to the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you listen to the good news, you will succeed. You listen to the bad news, it's depressing. It's depressing. They want to tell you who got shot, when, how, and everything. They want to be, want you to be all upset. Listen to the good news, the gospel. Put on channel G-O-D. Put on channel J-E-S-U-S. Put on the channel and listen to the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we got to listen to every day. We got to fill our spirits with the word of God, because if we don't fill our spirits with the word of God, the devil's going to send challenge spirits to us through the channel 8, channel 4, whatever channel you're looking at that's not the good news. The devil's going to send terror, terror. That's how he sends it, terror, through the news, through the channel. He sent it through the TV. He sent it through Facebook. He sent it through Twitter. Devil send the bad news, but we got to listen to the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is depending on us in the earth realm. He's depending on us in the earth realm. He sent Jesus to die for you. I'm talking to you, everybody who on here. He sent Jesus to die for you, for your family, for the whole world, every family. He didn't make no mistakes. We all in the right family. He never made a mistake. He loved you so much. If you've been the only person in the world, he would have sent Jesus just for you. He knows your name. Don't you know he know your address? He visits you every day. He live with you. He don't even have to pay the rent. He live with you. He live in your house. He live in your temple. So don't you worry. He got you covered. I don't care what the devil is trying to raise at you. You know, God got you covered. Don't you worry. Mm-mm. The devil is cut off. I'm going to read for you Job. You know what Job said? Now, you know Job went through a lot. Job went through so much. When I tell you he went through a lot, he went through a lot. So don't you worry. God got you covered. If he covered Job, you know he got you covered. He loves you so much. Don't you doubt it. Don't let the devil tell you that, you know, God don't love you. He does. And he's got good things. And you know what? He loves you so much, he loads you up with benefits every day. It's in the word. I'm in the word. So Job 23, verses 13, 12, and 13 says, here's all right here. Hold on. It says, I have not left his commandments behind. I have treasured his words in my heart. But God is one of a kind. Who can make him change his mind? He does whatever he wants. So I want you to know God is in control. It ain't the devil. It's God. Now, you could give the devil control, but don't you try it. You do what God tell you to do. So it's praise time. It's praise time like never before. It's time to praise the Almighty. It's time to give him glory. It's time to honor him. So we have two mighty women of God on. We have one on from Jackson, Mississippi. She's going to sing a song of praise today. God has gifted her. So I thank God for Sister Lanny McBride. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Sister G, and fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing. Coming our way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming. It's a new season. It's a new day, above and not beneath, fresh anointed. It's coming our way. It's a season of power, more than enough in Jesus' name, and prosperity. It's a new season, you and me. It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing. It's coming out. It's a season of power, good of a power, prosperity. It's a new season. All men will be. Listen. There was time and stuff. No longer can he bother me. Creator of the universe, he promised me, and it's transferable. My children's children shall be free. It's a new season. If you don't know by now, you need to know. If you believe, but death was canceled, and your children walk in victory. It's so available to you right now. Just have faith in me. Taste that tea. It's a new season. God is. It's a new day. You see me got faith. A prayer is on it. Coming your way. It's a season of power. Thank you. And prosperity.
It is a new day. It's a new year, in case you didn't realize it. I know some of you are probably still writing 2022 on things, but it is 2023. A new year, a new day, a new season. Thank you so much, Sister Lanny. That was beautiful. Well, now we're going to Oklahoma City. We have another great, mighty woman of God on here, Sister Mary Nichols. She's from Oklahoma City. Good afternoon, Oklahoma. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you?
Good afternoon, and
It's already started out. Thank you, Sister Landon. That was like, oh, so good to hear. Love it. Okay.
Amen.
Praise God. Lord, I come to you today with a sweat of prayer. From the Lord. Let our lives praise God in this new season. It's a new season. It's a new day. And we got to praise the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for what you've done, what you're going to do on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We lift up elderly people and families all over the world. Father, you know every family. You birthed them into this world, the mothers of children. You birthed them into this world. And so, Father, we thank you for divine protection, divine direction, divine guidance. We can't make it without you, our God. We need you every step of the way. We refuse to move without you, oh God. We refuse, oh God, to come into your presence without giving you thanks, without honoring you, without giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Have your way in us. We surrender all. And Lord, just like Job said, in case we sin, forgive us. In case our children sin, forgive us for every error, every transgression, every trespass, every iniquity, God forbid. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we are into 2023 already, we thank you that we're in flight with you. We are looking to you, the pilot of our lives, to lead and guide and direct us every day. Every day we come, we are hungry for your word. We are thirsting for your word. So, Father, we're casting all our cares upon you because you care for us. All right. I hope you got your Bibles ready. You need the B-I-B in front of you. I know Esther already got her Bible ready. I ain't concerned about Esther. I know she got it ready. How y'all doing today? I am so thrilled that each of you joined us in the new year. We were off for a couple of weeks, but I thank God that he allowed us to come back on, refreshed, renewed, ready to receive the word. So, you know, we're going to do scripture search. So we do. Here's how we do. We have some new people on today. All the lines are unmuted. You are welcome to find the scripture and read it. The first one who finds it, reads it. So I'm going to read the scripture, and you have to tell us where it's found. I'm going to give you a clue, though. The clue is this first scripture is found in the Old Testament. I know y'all want more clues, but this one is found in the Old Testament. And it says, all right, get your iPad, your cell phone ready to tap in, find out where it is. It says, who among you will give ear to this? Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? That's in the Old Testament. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? All right, y'all, get your Bibles ready. iPads, however you're going to search it out, search out the scripture. You know, the Word of God says search the scripture to be pleasing to God. And we got to study, too. That's how we find out where these scriptures are. So come on. Who among you will
Mary.
Hear? Okay, Sister Mary, read it.
Okay. Isaiah 42, verse 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come?
Amen. All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. You got that. All right. For those of you who didn't get it, maybe you'll get the next scripture. We got four more to look up. Four more. All right. I thank God for each of you all coming on today. You all are so welcome on Wednesday midweek Bible study. God knows your name. He knows your location, and he loves you so much. All right. Next scripture. I'm going to give you two clues. It's an Old Testament scripture, and it's one of the major prophets. So I know that's going to help you. The word says, the scripture says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying. That's a major prophet in the Old Testament. Where is that found? The word of the Lord came to me saying. Where is that? Where is that one?
I think I have it.
Okay. State your name, please.
Okay. My name is Ossie, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Jeremiah 1, 4 through 19.
Moreover, the Lord saying, you got the right, we're in Jeremiah. You got the right prophet, but, okay, read it. Read just that scripture that I said. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go ahead.
Hold on.
Take your time.
Okay. Jeremiah 1:4 say, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou
all
came
right.
forth of the womb.
That's good. That's good. All right. Very good. Excellent. Yeah. That's in more than one place. So good job. Excellent. Thank you, Sister Ossie. Thank you for being on. All right. Here's the next scripture. Good job. All right. You guys are Bible scholars. I know. Hallelujah. And I heard, this is the next scripture. This is in the Old Testament, and it's a major prophet as well. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? It's an Old Testament scripture. It's a major prophet, the book of a major prophet. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall the end of these things? I'm sorry. What shall be the end of these things? Where is that found? But I heard, but I understood not. Then I said, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? That's a major prophet. And I heard, but I understood not. So when you get ready, just state your name and read. Then said I, O my. Go ahead.
Well.
State your name and read.
Yes. Okay. Mary. And I'm questioning, is it Daniel 12 and 8?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. And I'm not finding out. Okay, Daniel 12 and 8. I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, my Lord, what will be the outcome of these things or outcome of these things?
Amen. Excellent. Good job. You guys are doing a great job. All right, we got two more. The next scripture, it's an Old Testament scripture. Another clue, it's one of the books of poetry. You remember? You got to know what these books are. Okay, so it says, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. It's in one of the books of poetry. One of the books of poetry. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. State your name and read. Where is it? Preserve me, O God, in thee do I put my trust. Psalm 16:1. Whoops, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You can hear it. You ain't hear it. Sister Mary. Oh, my God. Preserve me, oh, God. Not you, Sister Mary. You can't do it. You be cheating. Preserve me, oh, God.
Sister Marion. Sister Marion.
Okay. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Psalm 16:1. Preserve me, oh, God, for in thee do I put my trust. Oh my soul, thou hast said unto me. Just the first verse?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. That's okay. I'll let y'all cheat today, but I'm not going to let you cheat next time. I'm not going to give you the answer for this next one. All right, this is the last one in this section. Carry neither cure nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Carry neither pure nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Now, I'm not giving y'all any clues. I helped y'all enough. Come on, y'all. What'd you say?
I said, won't you tell us the answer?
Okay. When the cows come home, I'm going to give you the answer. Carry neither pure scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Where is that?
Can you
Sister
read
Lane?
That?
Sister Lane.
Go ahead, Sister Lane. Okay.
Luke 10:4, carry neither purse, nor strip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way.
Amen. I kept saying sure, but it was purse. Thank you. I wrote it wrong.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, you guys did a super job today. Oh, my God. You know the Lord already loaded y'all up with benefits, so y'all got your pay for the day. All right. Now, for the next phase, I need some scripture readers. So I need some people who are going to volunteer. State your name. I'm going to give the scripture. State your name. Write it down. You need paper, pen. You know I told y'all to get y'all little tablets ready. Get your Bibles ready. Your pens ready. It's Bible study time. So you got to be ready. Y'all got to be ready. All right, the first scripture I'm going to need read, I'm going to let you know when to read it. Not right at this moment, but I'm going to let you know when to read it. So the first scripture that I need you to read is Job 23, verse 12. Who wants to read it? State your name.
Sister Marion.
Job 23. Marion.
Sister Marion.
Okay, Sister Marion. All right, we're going to read Job 23:12, Sister Marion. Esther. Esther, I need you to read Matthew 13:16. Esther, Matthew 13:16. All right, we need more Bible readers. Who's here for the next one? Job 42:5. Who wants to read that one?
Mary.
Mary. Okay. Thank you, Mary. All right, the next one is, let's see. Hold on. This one is 1 Samuel. I did give that one already, though. No, I didn't. 1 Samuel 12:23. Who wants to read that one?
I'll read it. Sister Aida.
Aida. Thank you, Sister Aida. Appreciate you. 1 Samuel 12:23. All right. Next scripture, Luke 18:1. Who wants to read it? Luke 18:1.
Sister Lane here.
All right.
Go
ahead. All right. No, Sister Lane. Who else said they would read? Somebody else said it. Who else?
Right.
Sister
Let
Mary.
Them have it.
All right. Sister, who?
You want me to do it? Sister Marion.
Who is me? No,
Marion.
That's somebody else who.
Okay.
Somebody else who didn't say one.
I
need some more scripture. Sister Asa, you want to read one for me?
Sure. What's the scripture?
Okay. 1 Samuel 12:23.
Sister J, you gave that to Sister Aida.
Okay, I know, but we're going to read it again. It's going to be read twice. Thank you, though. I appreciate you being alert, paying attention. All right? And this one's going to be read again, too. Luke 18:1. Who wants to read that one?
Sister Laney, I'll read 18:1.
Twice. Let somebody else do it the second time. Sister Marion. Marion.
Yes.
From Jack.
Yes.
18:1.
Yes.
Luke 18:1. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. All right.
Okay,
I need another reader. Who else
this
wanna read? Oh no, we're not ready for you to read yet. Hold on, okay? I'm gonna let you know when to read. I'm just giving the scriptures right now. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I got 1 Samuel. Chapter 3, 9 and 10. Sister Mary from Oklahoma. Will you read that one?
Yes.
Okay.
1 Samuel, what was it, 9 and 3?
Chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. 1 Samuel 3, verses 9 and 10.
Yes.
All right? All right. Okay, well, okay. Let me see the next scripture. Hold on. Okay, I need another scripture read. This one is, hold on, I'm going to give it to you in just a minute. Thank you for your patience. Okay, this one is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Who wants to read that one? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Aida, can you read that one for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll call on you. All right. Okay, now I gave out all the scriptures so far. So if you can, just make sure your background is quiet for me, okay? So I'll let you know. I'll call on you. I got your names written down. I'll call on you when I need you to read, all right? We thank God for each of you all coming on. So I want to say Happy New Year to each of you again. I thank God for allowing you all to come on today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. You know God is the leader of this line. I know I'll be talking, but he be leading. Okay? So we decree this is a year to serve the Lord, to draw near, closer to him than ever before. This is our year to listen to our Father more than ever before, to spend time in his holy presence. We must yield to his Holy Spirit daily, not yearly, daily. It's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new season. And many new changes are about to happen. Many new changes. Things we have never seen before. Preparation time. I want you to listen carefully. Don't listen like you listening to the news on TV. This is the good news of the gospel I'm giving you. The way to prepare for this year is to spend more time in the presence of the Lord. Spend more time in the presence of the Lord. What are you going to do when you spend in his presence? Pray and listen. When you pray, don't just stop and get up and move. Listen, because God is speaking. He's talking. He wants us to listen to him. I know we tell him all our needs and we cry to him and we tell, but it's time to listen to him because he's speaking. He speaks all the time. We just got to get our ears. So, Father, attune our ears to hear what you're speaking in this hour. Now, let me tell you something. It is a season to pray like never before. Prayerlessness is a sin before God. A prayerless life is a sin before God. So, Sister Marion, will you read Job 23:12 for us?
Yes, Job 23:12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
Amen. So Job valued his time with the Lord. He said, I want to hear your words, Lord. I'm not thinking about eating. I ain't thinking about eating no food. I'm thinking about listening to you, God, and you feeding me spiritual food. That's what Job is saying. So we got to eat spiritual food every day. I know we eat natural food. We eat chicken, red beans, cabbage, collard greens, whatever, hamburgers, you know, all of that stuff you eat. But this is not the food that I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual food today, okay? Spiritual food. So, okay, Aida, you have 1 Samuel 12:23 as well.
1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid, that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I would teach you the good and the right way.
Amen. All right, Sister Lanny, read Luke 18:1.
Yes, ma'am. Luke 18:1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
Amen. Amen. So, Ossie, you have the same one set, 1 Samuel 12:23.
Correct. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
Amen. Sister Mary, you had Luke 18:1 as well.
Yes, 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Amen. So Samuel is saying, it would be unthinkable for me, for you. It would be a sin against the Lord by failing to pray for each other. We got to pray. It's a sin if you don't pray. And then in Luke 18:1, he says, Jesus used illustrations, parables, with his disciples to show them that they needed to pray all the time and don't give up. So I thank God for someone's trying to call me, but okay, they hung up. So I thank God for each of you listening to God and praying for one another. We got to start praying for each other all the time. We cannot give up on prayer. We got to pray continuously. The Bible says pray without ceasing. So we talk to God, and then we listen to God. We talk to God, and we listen to God. It says meditate on the word. Meditate on what God's telling you. You may not always understand what God's telling you, but prayer is communing with our God. Remember in the beginning, Adam and Eve in the garden, every day they waited on God to come and commune with them. He talked to them. Well, guess what? We have a garden, too, and we wait on God every day to talk to us. He's talking to us, but sometimes we're distracted. We're busy. We're busy cooking. We're busy washing, eating, talking to people on the cell phone, on the iPad, whatever it is we're busy about. We're missing some communication with God because he's speaking. So before... more important than prayer is to listen to what he has to say. You say, well, I don't hear his voice. He ain't talking to me. He is talking to you. So what we have to do and what you have to do is pray. Say, Lord, attune my ears to hear what you're saying to me because I know you're speaking. And God is no respecter of person. He speaks to every person, everybody. He's speaking. But let me tell you, he ain't shouting. Now, the devil is shouting. You hear all that loud music in your neighborhood, all that loud music on the TV, the radio, whatever? That's the devil. God is speaking in a low, soft voice. But you got to be still. He said, be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. So God is our Father. He created us. And he wants us to listen to him. He wants, you know, babies are very, very smart. A baby, even in the womb, can hear your voice, believe in God. So, of course, they hear his voice. Babies in the womb can hear when you're speaking to them. They hear when they're teeny tiny. They're 5 and 6 weeks old. They understand your language. They understand God's language. But the thing about it is we don't always understand their language. So we got to understand God's language and what he's saying. Because his language is not the world's language. He's speaking. We must read God's word. I ain't talking about read it on Sunday when you go to church. I'm talking about read it every day. Daily. We must study God's word daily. We got to study. And then the other thing that we got is obey. So how can you know what to obey if you don't read, if you don't study. We got to listen to God when he speaks to us. He talks to us every day. We're asking the Lord to attune our ears to hear what he's saying, because he's speaking. He's saying something to each of us. We're his children. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. We are chosen and called. So now, Esther, you have Matthew 13:16. Would you read that? Thank you.
Okay. It says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear.
Excellent. Good job. Eyes are blessed and our ears are blessed because we can hear. What do you need to hear? The word of God. If you always got something on, you always got the radio on, you always got the TV on, you always got your phone on, you always got whatever on, you can't hear God because he speaks in a soft voice. You could be up at night. He's talking to you. You could be up early in the morning. He's talking to you. God isn't silent. He communes with you. He made you. You need direction from God. You say, Lord, I need the light bill paid this month. Well, ask him for it. He going to give it to you. You're his daughter. Then you got to listen to him, what he say about it. You say, Lord, my child is not listening to me. Then you got to say, well, Lord, my child ain't listening. What I'm supposed to do, Lord? I don't know why they're not listening. How do I get my child to listen, Lord? Thank God. You know that he talks to us. He didn't drop us on the earth to leave us. You know, like storks drop a baby. Like, you know that funny thing. He didn't drop us here and leave us. All right, got Sister Mary. You got Job 42:5. Sister Mary.
Job 42:5. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee.
Amen. So the Lord will give us spiritual ears to hear and spiritual eyes to see. You know, he even asked Jeremiah, what you see? He said, I see trees. And then he kept on. You know the story. He kept on seeing until he saw something else. So sometimes when you look at something, you say, what was that? And you look again, it looked different. So you got to see. God has to attune our ears to hear, our eyes to see. Many of us ignore God when he speaks to us. We're too busy. We say, something told me that. Please don't offend me by saying something told me. If it's not the devil telling you to do something wrong, it's God speaking to you. It may not even make sense to you. He's telling you something. But when he tells you, don't take it light, because he's talking to you. We must begin to obey the voice of God within. When God speaks to us in our spirit, he's not standing next to you with flesh. No, God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I thank God, you know, some mornings on this prayer line called the Jesus Prayer Line, and we have Mother Borkins on there, and she is a prayer warrior, a mighty woman of God. I thank God for you, Mother Borkins. She kind of quiet right now, but she's listening. So the Spirit of God lives within his children, his children. We're his chosen ones. He chose you before the foundation of the earth. We must listen. We must obey. When we obey his voice, we will hear him, and then you'll begin to hear him more and more and more and more. His voice will increase in you when you begin to hear God. Obey what he tells you, even if you don't make sense. If you say, go in the kitchen, stand in the middle of the floor, do it. It may not make sense to you. If he said, go outside on your porch, wave your hands, do it. It may not make sense to you, but just do it. Just obey. If he said, okay, you driving in the car, wave at the person in the car next to you. Do it. It may not make sense to you, but do it. The key word is obedience. Doing what God says even if it doesn't make sense. Samuel heard the voice of God when he was young, and because he didn't know God's voice, he thought it was a human voice. Have any of you ever heard somebody call you, but wasn't nobody in the house with you? It was God speaking to you. You go like, huh? You looked around. You ain't seen nobody in the house but you. It's God calling you. The devil called you in a loud voice, and he tried to tell you to do something wrong. Samuel heard Eli's voice. He got up out of his bed because he was taking a nap, and he heard Eli. He thought he heard Eli's voice. He went to Eli. He said, did you call me? And Eli had been so far away from God. You ever been away from God so long, you ain't read your Bible, you ain't study your Bible, you had gotten dull in the spirit, and you say something told you? Well, Eli didn't even realize that Samuel was hearing God's voice until about the third or fourth time. He said, the next time you hear that voice, tell him, say, God, your servant hear it. All right, Samaria. Mary Nichols, you have 1 Samuel 3:10. Read that.
Yes. Okay. 1 Samuel 9 and 3, 9, and 10.
Yes.
Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth.
Amen, amen. Thank you. So God spoke to Samuel, and he listened. He understood, and he obeyed. So the stories in the Bible, and the Bible is for our learning. It's basic instructions before leaving the earth. B-I-B-L-E stands for basic instructions before leaving the earth. So God is giving us instructions in 2023. We just got to hear, and we got to listen. So even though we may not understand what God is telling us, we still got to obey it. It might not even make sense, even to Samuel. I'm sure, you know, he was reluctant to do what God told him to do, but he had to do it. And Samuel was one of the greatest kings and one of the most faithful, obedient kings that ever lived. God used him mightily. And, you know, he told him what was going to happen. So Samuel understood spiritual receptivity. When you receive from God, it's spiritual receiving. So as we understand, we have to receive God's word from God. And it's very, 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 very important. Urgent. Urgently. It's urgent and very important that we hear God's voice in 2023. In a few minutes, Sister Lanny's going to give like about a two-minute little talk about something that's going on in her city. So we got to listen today because God is speaking up. This year, we're going to face things. We're going to see things, hear things we have never received or heard before. We've never seen these things before. Warning comes before destruction. So I'm giving you some warnings. Get in the presence of God. Read his word. And you know what? Sometimes I don't even know what to pray. I say, Lord, what you want me to pray? He said, open up Psalms 23 and pray the word. Open up Psalms 35 and read the word. Open up Psalms, whatever it is, 91. He may say, open up Jeremiah 29 and read it. Pray the word. So we got to be attuned to God. We got to be in tune with him. We got to hear his voice like never before. Because like I told you, warnings come before. God warned Eli about his sons. He told him to make his sons obey. They were going in the church house having sex with women. God said, listen, stop your sons. Make your sons obey. You think Eli listened? He didn't. He did not heed God's warning. And so Samuel had to tell him that destruction was going to come. And do you know when God struck his son, died, Eli died right after that. It was just too much for him. So warning comes before destruction. God warned Eli about his son. He didn't listen. What is God telling you? Yeah, I'm talking to you, everybody on here today. What is God telling you? What is God warning you about? What is he warning me about? He's warning us. He's telling us something. What is he saying to you? What is he telling you today? Because God is speaking to all of us. He's talking to us. We just got to listen. We got to listen. He's talking. We just got to be in the place to hear what he's saying, because he's talking to everybody on here. So is God calling you to prayer early in the a.m.? Is he calling you to get up and pray? 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock? That's God's time. Sometimes you think, oh, I got to go to the bathroom, and it won't just, you know, you can't just turn over and go back to sleep. It's so hard. You got to get up and go. Well, that's prayer time. If you are God, he's calling you to pray. He may call you to get on your belly and just lay there and listen to his voice. God is more important than our food. You know, sometimes you say, oh, I'm hungry. You get up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you may be hungry. 5 o'clock, you say, I'm hungry. Well, like Job said, I desire the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. Can you give up a meal and say, Lord, I'm a fast right now, but I'm a fast and listen and pray. And then you can come back and eat later. But just God may tell you to pray for all the senior citizens in China. He may tell you to pray for all the children that are kidnapped. He may tell you to pray for the school systems throughout the United States of America. Whatever it is, he tell you, do that. Obey God. Get up and pray. I mean, when God first started waking me up, oh, my God. It was so difficult. I wanted to go to the bathroom. I was so exhausted. I wanted to go back to bed. He said, get up and pray. He wouldn't let me rest. He just kept on me till I got up. I had to get up. And sometimes, you know what happens? Sometimes my doorbell will ring. And it'll be, I look out, nobody out there. God just woke me up. He want me to pray. So God do all kinds of things to get your attention now. All right, so we got to start praying. We got to start reading the word. Do you know I have been told that witches pray, you know, like from 12 to about morning, they pray against God. So we got to pray against them. We got to say, oh, no, not on my watch. You're not taking no children. You're not kidnapping them out their bed. You're not taking them for slave traffic. Oh, not on my watch. You're not going to kill black men today. Not on my watch. You're not going to do this. You're not going to get the men in prison to have a all-out fight. No, you're not on my watch. So whatever God tell you, that's what you got to pray. God did not give witches authority to pray. He gave you and me authority to pray. So maybe you got to pray for your city, your state, your neighbor. You may have to pray for the homeless. You may have to pray for the unborn. You may have to pray for drug dealers. You may have to pray for drug addicts. You may have to pray for prostitutes, murderers, prisoners, the president, the leaders of the nation, of our city, the city council, the mayor, whatever. We complain about all of the above. Complain about it, and we got to start praying. We got to stop complaining. What can complaint do? No, it's not going to stop abortions. We got to go to government and say, look, I'm against abortions. Don't murder no more. We got to go and say, look here. You know, there's a drug dealer in my neighborhood, Lord. Now, Lord, I'm bleeding the blood. Get him out my neighborhood, Father. Whatever it is, we got to pray. So Eli refused to hear God's voice, but Samuel heard God's voice. And today, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. It's not enough just to read God's word. We got to obey God's word. We got to live out God's word, apply it to our daily life. There are consequences for disobedience and blessings for obedience. Don't you love that? God reward us when we obey I'm not just talking about he rewards you with a house and a car. He will give you so many great gifts. You'll say, Lord, I see this storm is going to come. This storm is headed right to my city. There's a tornado going to come. I saw that. Or you may have a dream or a vision, and he may tell you what to do about it. So you got to listen. Consequences when disobey and blessing for the obedient. All right, we got Sister Aida. Will you read Proverbs 6 and 16? We almost finished with the messenger.
Proverbs 6 and 16 says, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. You want me to keep reading?
Okay. Was that Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I might, wait, hold on. Let me look here. I must have given it, wait, hold on. Let me look. One second. Thank you so much. All righty. Okay. All right. Yeah, that was correct. Okay, I wrote something down wrong. Okay, so it's praying time like never before. In a minute, I'm going to call on some people to pray for different things that the Lord wants us to pray for. And then not long after, Sister Lanny is going to be giving us a short testimony in a little bit. So I'm going to ask Sister Lanny, would you say a short prayer for homeless people?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Oh, God, we thank you so much that you are peace and that when we enter into a relationship with you, we learn how to take a rest in the power of your might and be empowered so that we can make a difference. Father, I come praying for homeless people now who are at an unrest, and with the weather being so compromise in even just in the United States where there's flooding here and there's snow and rain here. Father, we pray that there are resources available to them that will help them be in safe places. We pray for those who are over agencies who have the responsibility of seeking out the homeless and providing them with the care that they need. And, Father, even while they're doing that, we pray that the homeless will catch a revelation of who you are and will begin themselves to pray for themselves, to ask for wisdom. We're talking about prayer now, how you are able to tell us and give us instructions through your word by the Holy Spirit that we can hear and know that there's hope. God, we pray and we thank you for your word to say you give hope that maketh not ashamed. So we pray for the salvation of the homeless. We pray in the midst of all those who are attending to them that there are people who are on assignments in various cities. They follow after the agencies to encourage those who are homeless that are brought to different shelters to offer them Christ. And we pray that they will hear and they will listen and confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts unto salvation. And the journey begins for them to understand how you can show them how to not be homeless, but show them how to return back to society, be a contributing member, and that they will be able to take care of themselves and their family. We ask and thank you already for your compassion. We ask and thank you already for your mercy and your favor and your grace to be upon them, particularly at this season coming off the holidays. Sometimes we forget people after the holidays, and we forget to look for ways to show that we love you by doing ministry to others. So we plead the blood of Jesus, Father, that you will keep them safe from the enemies, from the effects of the weather, that they will be governed by their hope in you and their expectation that you're going to give them the shelter that they need and even unto salvation. We thank you, Father. We bind every assault of the enemy on their lives. We command it to fall to the ground and die, and that you, our resurrected Lord, will show them how to live, walk, and be saved in victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. I need somebody to pray for leaders of America. Who would like to pray for leaders of America? State your name.
Mary.
Go ahead, Sister Mary. Make it short. Thank you, because we got other things to pray for.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We praise you, Lord, for this country. We praise you, Lord, for all that you have done around the world that first came from this country. Lord, we have leaders, people who claim that they are leaders, and we just ask you, Lord, for those people who are leaders of this country, that they will all turn to you to be sure that they are saved and covered by the blood as they do the work that you have set out our country to give us, the things that we need that comes from you only, but they are kind of administrators of it. So, Lord, we just ask that the truth be in them and that they would want to serve you as they serve as leaders of this country. Forgive them for their sins and for the mistakes that they have made. Turn them, Lord, to what you want a leader of this country to be. Only in your name, in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. All right. Sister Marion, can you pray for unborn children all over the world? And can you cover our babies, baby Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and baby Devin?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I come to you today right now, Lord God, asking in your son Jesus' name right now, Lord God, for healing anointing over all of our babies right now, Lord God, over all of our children and our youth right now, Lord God. Healing anointing right now, Lord God. Take your devil hands off of our children and our babies right now, Lord God. Heal their bodies right now, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Strengthen them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down right now, Lord God. Help our youth right now, Lord God. Keep them from destroying themselves and their lives right now, Lord God. I pray for them that are committing suicide right now, Lord God. Let them know that there is hope in you, Christ Jesus. Cover our next generation right now, Lord God. Don't let Satan continue to turn on them right now, Lord God, with violence and with sickness right now, Lord God. For in the name of Jesus, I pray to cover all of our children, all of our babies, all of our youth right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, Sister Lanny, can you give a 1 minute, brief talk about what's going on in your city, but not in the whole state, just in your city?
Yes, ma'am. In the city of Jackson, Mississippi, in the city of Jackson, we have a serious water crisis. This is our second major bout. We had one last year that they thought they had control of it. We received millions from the federal government, but when this last cold spell came through, more of our infrastructure and our water plant, where they, I can't say the official name of the place, where they are purifying water and doing what they're supposed to be doing, it was compromised. And so now in Jackson, I'm having to go outside and bring water inside to flush the toilet. Our water's coming out of the faucets brown. We can't use the water for cooking and for washing. And for me, it's not as difficult because it's just me. But in a household that have five people or three or more, every time they use a bathroom, they have to go out and bring water in, which means you got to have a supply of water. And then the energy, and you got children who may forget. So there's a real need for prayer for us in Jackson, that while they're still trying to figure out what to do, that we can be in the season we're in and trust God to give us wisdom to know how to operate in it. Our major problem is that the governor and the mayor are at odds, blaming each other. They are not working together. We have several million dollars that's already here, and they have not been able to find somebody to lead how to spend it to fix our problems. We need prayer.
Yes, indeed. So, warning. This is a warning. I know the Lord has been having me stock up on water. Water. I mean, I've been loading up on water every time I go to the grocery store. And even sometimes I have to make a special trip to a store to get water. So start stocking up on water, food, whatever the Lord say. Ask the Lord what he wants you to do. He'll tell you. This is praying time. This is listening to God's voice time. You can't, was the coronavirus, and some of us, we couldn't even leave our houses. So, you know, warning comes before destruction. Like she said, all these things, you know, when she told me that today, I'm like, what? Oh, my God. Remember this message. I wrote this message like two weeks ago, and she just told me today. So I'm telling you, warning comes before destruction. There's all kinds of things going on. So, but, you know, God load us up with benefits every day. But sometimes we have to use wisdom. We can't go in the grocery store. And sometimes you look on the counter shelves, there's no water, no food. You say, oh, I always buy this kind of, you know, deodorant. It may not be there. I always buy this kind of vegetable. May not be there. I always buy this kind of fruit. May not be there. So we got to get in the secret place like never before and start asking the Lord, Lord, what is it? What is it I need to do? What is it you want me to do? He's going to let you know. But you got to spend time in his presence. Talk about on here with me or on Tuesday prayer line. I'm talking about just you and God alone. Just you and God alone. Close the door. Shut up. Shut up in your room or shut up in the bathroom, wherever. But speak to him and say, Lord, how do I prepare for 2023? And he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you. So it's closing time. I thank God for each of you all coming on. I'm going to pray for everybody on here. Just give me a minute. We're going to be praying. But, you know, God is awesome now. He is so awesome. Almighty, and he knows what's going to happen. So that's why we got to go to him. Now, he's given prophets, some prophet, but I listen to our prophet at our church, but, you know, we got to sometime hear God for yourself. What if the phones get shut down? I was in Hurricane Katrina. I couldn't listen to nobody but God. Everything was shut off, cell phone, home phone, everything, radio. You couldn't hear nothing. You hear what I'm telling you? You could only hear the voice of God if you were able. You know what I'm saying? Those who have attuned their ears to hear God. So I'm telling you, warning comes before destruction. Get ready. Get yourself closer to God this year than ever before. Don't play with it. Say, oh, Lord, I'm going to pray. Soon as I eat breakfast, then breakfast comes. You say, Lord, well, I intended to pray, but my friend called me, Lord. I had to pray with her. I had to talk to her. Lord, then lunch comes. You say, Lord, I'm going to pray soon as I eat. Then you eat, then your doorbell rings. Maybe it's the, you know, somebody coming to see you or whatever. And you say, Lord, I know I told you I was going to pray right after lunch, but I promise you I'm going to pray before supper. Then supper time comes, you cooking in the kitchen, you done forgot, right? Then you say, Lord, before bed, I promise you, all day long, you've gone. You have not spent time in his presence. So you know what I do? I said, okay, devil, you want to keep me busy? I'm going to set my phone. I set my phone. Sometimes I'm on the Jesus prayer line in the morning. But after that, I got to read the word, pray the word, study the word, and then I got to listen. I don't always just be talking to him. He got something to tell me, too. I got to listen. So I'm going to pray for each of you on here today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time of study and prayer. I thank you for coming to each of our households, speaking to us by your Holy Spirit. We appreciate you, Lord God. And Father, you already know Sister Lanny. You know she's in Jackson, Mississippi, and it's a big city in the United States, and they need fresh water. You're able to supply a superabundant supply. You're able to supply abundantly above everything that we can ask. Now, Lord, they have babies there, children there. The mothers need to feed their babies. They need fresh water. to make the milk. They need fresh water for the older people in the nursing home. They need fresh water for the children. They need fresh water to bathe, to wash clothes. They need fresh water. This is 2023. And, Lord, we come to repent before you for everything that we've done against your will. We are your people, called by your name, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways. And we are calling your name like never before. We're asking you, Lord, to move by your Holy Spirit. Move like never before. Move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your Holy Spirit. Have your way today like never before. Have your way in all of us. We need you like ever before. We can't make it without you, Lord God. We're dependent upon you. And Lord, I thank you for Asi, your daughter. I thank you for blessing her in safety, peace, and protecting her and her son. Supply every need, oh God, in the name of everything she's concerned about concerns you. In the name of Jesus, heal every part of her body, the knees in particular, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for families, oh God, represented on this line, not only just our immediate family, but our extended families as well. Father, I thank you for Brother Harold, your servant who knows your name. I thank you for the prayers that he prayed on a daily basis for the saints of God. I thank you for healing his body inside out. I thank you for healing his back, his neck, spine, oh God, healing the brain, all parts of the brain. I thank you for Mother Barkins, Lord God, on the Jesus prayer line every morning, calling on your name for the world, for the children, for the elderly, for everybody, for families all over the world. I thank you for Mother Barkin's family. I thank you, Lord God, that you have great plans for her, for her family. I thank you for Sister Mary Nichols, for her husband, for her daughters, oh God, for her church family, for those that she pray for. I thank you for her prayer line on Sunday night when they pray, oh God, for the children of the world, when they pray for families all over the world. Leading God, even as she is a health coach, a holistic health coach, teaching those foods that we need to eliminate and those foods that we need to eat concerning our diet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Aida, my friend, my sister in the Lord. Oh God, I thank you for her children, her sons, her grandchildren. I thank you, Father, for drawing us all closer with you. I thank you for everything. I thank you that Aida is hungering and thirsting for you. Give her more of you, oh God. And that everything she's concerned about concerns you, oh God. I thank you for Esther, my friend that we work with. We taught children together. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her family, particularly her grandchildren, right? She's very worried about one of them in particular. But I thank you for that child is going to be fine. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, because Esther is a woman that is obedient to you. I thank you for the songs of the Lord that come from her belly, that she'll begin to write them down in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the word that you put in her in the name of Jesus, for a child in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Marion, Lord God, who's healing, who's recuperating. Oh, God, continually heal her body in the name of Jesus. So, Father, you're the great physician. You're able to heal all of us, even of our soul's diseases, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for all, even those names that I did not call that came on today, that's on now, anyone who I forgot name, oh, God, I lift them up before you, Father, and I thank you for what you're doing in all of us. We need you more than ever before. This is 2023. We don't know what to expect. We don't know what this year is going to bring. You already know everything from the end to the beginning. So you know everything about our lives. We trust in you like never before. Have your way. We surrender all to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone on your knees, like a pressing prayer, another prayer? Tell me your name. Okay, well, looks like we covered everything. I love you all so much. You all are family to me. Thank God for you. I love the Jesus in you, and I thank God for you and you. And you. I'm talking to everybody on here and those, you know, who came on a little earlier, had to get off. But God loves you so much, so much. And he has great plans for each of you on this line. So I look forward to hearing from you very soon. Tuesday prayer line, you know, we come on 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Come on, the children need prayer. Haven't you heard the children getting kidnapped, used for sex trafficking? They're killing unborn babies. Even, you know, they're saying now they can kill them when they come out the womb. Come on now. We got to pray. It's praying time. Whatever you know, Lord already know, but bring it to his attention. Talk to him. But even more than that, get in that secret place and begin to listen to him. Because he's talking to you. He knew your address, your fingerprint. I love y'all. Say anything. Anybody want to say anything before we close out?
I'd like for you to continue in prayer for me. I was diagnosed with shingles last week. Sister G prayed for me. Keep me in your heart, thanking God for my healing. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Sister Laney.
All right, Sister Laney. Sister Mary, can you say a prayer for Sister Laney's health?
Yes. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you because we know you are the healer. And you have already healed Sister Laney and all of us at the moment at the cross. So we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. But we just ask the special healing for Sister Laney. Thank you, Lord, for her talent, her wisdom, her closeness to you. We just ask you, Lord, that as she continues to trust you and wait upon you, that you would give her relief from any pain, any questions that she might have about her health, her state of health, and that you will ease whatever the problem is so that she can continue joy and in health to do all that you have given her to do. We just praise you, Lord, and thank you for this evening. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? Anybody else want to say anything? Thank you, Sister Mary. Before we close out.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I love you all. Talk to you all soon. We're asking the Lord to order our steps. Hallelujah.